Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are. Come on, enter in with all faith. Come on, surrendering all over to our Heavenly Father, amen. Knowing that God is able to do all things but fail. Will you trust him this morning, amen? Will you come believing, amen? Will you come walking in expectation, expecting God to do it, expecting God for a mighty move in your life that will bring healing, that will bring breakthrough to your situation? Come on, come on. Come on, let's praise him right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for you are the head of our life and the lift of our heads. We come this morning with all faith, combined faith on one accord, oh God, for a mighty move in our life and those in our family and all that we love and concern about this very day and this very hour, oh Lord. We just want to say thank you, oh God, for this set time, oh God, that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive, oh God, and we come, hallelujah, ready to receive this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we come to be changed this morning. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be uprooted right now and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day in peace, oh God. Oh, Lord, go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight up. Heaven for the Lord God. Oh, Lord, we trust in you, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, as we put our trust in you, that you will bless this day and that today will be a great day for us, amen, and your children around the world. We thank you, Lord God, for miracles, signs, and wonders will happen in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, that your grace, hallelujah. We thank you for your grace, hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over as we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Heavenly Father, as we start our day, remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day for us, amen, and those in our family, oh God. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as we start this day before the attack comes. Remove it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord, for your good and your mercy endure for ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we need you right now, Father God. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Heavenly Father, creator of all, in all, for all, we come to you with a humble spirit this morning to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning. We come praying with a heart of forgiveness and a heart of thanksgiving. Oh Lord, forgive us, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for having a spirit of unforgiveness. Amen. We forgive those who have hurt us. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for loving us. And we thank you that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that we do decree and declare that he is our Lord and Savior. Amen. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus Christ that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, protection. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. Amen. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Father God, we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil in his lies. Amen. We repent for opening doors and allowing the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and commission. Amen. We repent for practicing sin openly in secret and defiance of your love. Amen. Now we pray and destroy all agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are and what we are worth and who you are and what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come on this all attacks of the enemy with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We come against every hindrance spirit. We command every hindrance spirit, every lying spirit, every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, every spirit of anxiety and fear, pride, of oppression, depression, addiction, jealousy, rejection, every spirit of death and destruction, every spirit of sickness, disease, of inflammation, viruses, infirmity, affliction. We command every spirit of hurt and hatred, anger, rage, and wrath. We command every spirit of, hallelujah,
Every spirit outside the Holy Spirit that's operating us or those in our family, we command you right now to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every unclean spirit, amen, every spirit of unbelief, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose that by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all right now, and we ask you to forgive them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we forgive ourselves. Hallelujah. Please, Heavenly Brother, hallelujah, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the grace, Lord God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, even right now, God, that you're doing a new thing in us, oh God. We thank you right now, God, that we come, oh God, this morning, that you're doing a new thing in our families, a new thing in our marriages, a new thing in our finances, a new thing in our businesses, amen, a new thing in the ministry that you've given us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We break and bind every generational curse right now from our lives and family bloodline in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break any and all vows, pledges, and ceremonies of unholy oaths in our minds we may have knowingly and unknowingly made with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we draw our bloodline down and we declare the fact we are redeemed from all curse because you were made a curse on the cross and we may receive your blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we declare the fact by faith that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby, and he loves us, and we receive that love right now. Hallelujah. We hold on to the love of Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we abide in him and he abides in us. Amen. That we have the resurrection power working on the inside, so we rise again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, though we fall short of your glory, oh God, we decree and declare we stand up again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We stand against every spirit that is on us, or in us, or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command every evil spirit in us or attacking us to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command every evil spirit, hallelujah, that's in our family or on our family or attacking those in our family and loved ones to loose them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil assignment against our lives and those in our family and those that we are in charge of and those that we love and concerned about lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command any and every evil spirit in us to come out of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, devil, you have no right to us. Devil, you have no right to our family. Devil, you have no right to those that we love and concerned about. For we are all blood washed and redeemed and saved. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come off of us, come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that who the set free us. It's free indeed. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you for your glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation, our healing, our deliverance with godly fear as your word commands us. Help us to capture your hallelujah, every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts. Amen. Let our thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy unto you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, help us to stand against all of your retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, teach us to walk in your ways and in your stature. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflow with your living water in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, we're asking you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to watch over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to shut any doors that need to be shut up, whether spiritual or natural, and open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us in all that we love and concerned about, in all that we pray for today, and we'll pray for today. Amen. Clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing. your voice according to John 16 and 23. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare because we believe. Amen. Hallelujah. That eyes have not seen, or ears have not heard. Hallelujah. Enter into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us, your children. And we decree and declare victory. We decree and declare that we're favored by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we shall live and not die. Amen. That we shall decree and declare, hallelujah, the good news in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus Christ's holy name this morning. Hallelujah. We renew and we give our total allegiance to you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, Father God, and Holy Spirit, fresh and anew today. Amen. And for the rest of our lives to do your work, to do your will and obey you at all times. We give our life and all that is in it as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service. That first and foremost, and all that we, hallelujah, and that all that would be glory unto you, God. I honor and praise unto you. Amen. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we commit our life and all that is in it to you. Amen. To do your good works and to have it, to be in your total desire, your will and presence, that we will and we are and will be transformed into your total likeness in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place and tell you in, through, and about our lives. We give our life to you, Lord. For eternity, we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, help us, oh God. Help us, Lord. We thank you for your ever-present help, Father God, and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word says that when we pray to you, that you will hear us, according to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28. And therefore, your word says that in every place that we go where your name is remembered, you will come to us and bless us, according to your word in Exodus 20 and 24. And your presence will go with us. And then wherever we go, and you will give us rest, according to Exodus 33 and 14. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue to guide us and satisfy our desires and scorch places us. Hallelujah, give strength to our bones, and we will be like a water garden, like a spring of water, who waters do not fail. Amen. According to your word in Isaiah 58:11. Heavenly Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, amen, that you will destroy the power of all demonic spirits that are coming against us, against our marriages, against our all that we have, our children, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, all that we love and concerned about, our homes, our properties, hallelujah, our vehicles, our businesses, our finances, our ministries, hallelujah, that you would encamp your angels and chariots of fire all around us. Amen. According to 2 Kings 6, 17 through 18. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that these things are in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that they will be established for us. Amen. According to Joel 22, verse 27 through 28. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask that you release your war and angels to war against any spirits, amen, this morning to stop our prayers from being answered. And we decree and declare with all faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you right now for answering prayers, amen. We decree and declare your goodness this morning, amen, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you have told us now to devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God, amen, according to 1 Chronicles 22 and 19. May we always remember that, hallelujah, if we allow our soul to be unguarded and develop a deep soul tie with an unbeliever, it could separate us from you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, you warn us that our soul can be trapped by anger, and you said, make no friendship with an angry man and with a furious man. Do not go, lest you learn his ways, and set a snare for your soul. And then, O Lord, keep us from biting our soul to anger, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we live in a world where many have lost their hope because of desperate situations and rapid godliness. Amen. Yet, hallelujah, let your word promise how our souls can be constantly filled with hope for the future. Amen. You tell us in your word, eat honey, my son, for it is good. Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste. Know also that wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find that there is a future hope for you, amen, and your hope will not be cut off, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let hope be restored, oh God, to the life of your children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, teach us to remember that our soul must be filled with your goodness and not with things of this world. You have told us why spend money on what is valuable and what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy. Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fair. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we heed to your word, oh God, and your commandments. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us to remember your word, oh God, to abide in it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we find that our hearts and souls are weary and bound by cares and unhealthy soul ties. Then we must stand in the ways and see us and ask for the old path where the good way is. Amen. And walk in it. Then you will find rest in your souls. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, hallelujah, to follow by direction. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, and lead us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and direct us, oh God, by thy Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for divine position for our lives and those of our family that we may receive from you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, great and mighty, for your almighty God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, teach us to respect the spiritual leaders that you place over us, as you have highly instructed in your word. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls. As those who must give account, let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, your servant David came to a time in his life when he felt as though he was drowning in the flood of enemies who were trying to destroy him, yet you rescued him. We pray this morning that you will rescue us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned upon the, hallelujah, from the flood waters of trouble. Hallelujah. And we too will praise you, O God. Hallelujah. As David did, as he praised you for the God. Our Lord, our God, you are mighty, a mighty rock, our fortress, our protector. You are the rock, O God, that we, hallelujah, that we are safe in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are our shield and our powerful weapon. Amen. You are our place of shelter, oh God. Amen. You are our rescue, oh God, and you keep us from being hurt. We praise you, Lord God. We pray to you, and you rescued us from our enemies. Amen. There's like the ocean waves around us, and hallelujah, and we're almost swallowed by its flooding waters. Broke from the world of the dead, oh God, has caught around us, and death has set a trap in our path. We was in terrible trouble when we called out to you, but from you, for you heard us, and you answered our prayers, and we thank you. You roared at the sea, oh God, and its deepest, hallelujah, channels, oh God. You reached down from heaven, and you lifted us up, amen, from deep in the ocean. You rescued us from our enemies who were hateful and too powerful for us, and only you are almighty God, our rock, and we just want to say thank you. You are our strong forest, and you set us free, and we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you saved our family. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough this morning, oh God. But, Lord, we thank you. We decree and declare, oh God, that you are with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you send your water that flows out of the abundance river of God. Amen. Your water never runs dry, and it brings forth a bountiful harvest to us that believe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God shall come down upon us like rain upon the mowed grass, like showers that water the earth. Amen. You have turned the desert of our lives into pools of water and the dry ground into water springs. You make us dwell in fertile places. You bless us and multiply our seed greatly, and we thank you. Our heart is like the rivers of water in God's hands. Amen. You refresh us like the rivers of water in a dry place. Oh God, we thank you. You shelter us like the cool shadow of great rocks. Amen. The dry parched ground in our life will become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of living water. And we just want to say thank you for the God. We thank you that you remembered us on today. Amen. That you awaken our sleeping spirits. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can decree and declare that we are sanctified and cleansed through the washing of the water by the word. Amen. That we have been presented glorious before the Lord, having no spot or wrinkle. We are holy without blemish. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you enough. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 65:17, that we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Our former life is not remembered, nor does it come into our mind. We're glad, hallelujah, we will be glad and rejoice in the new creation, for you have created your church of rejoicing and your people of joy. Amen. Lord, you rejoice over us, and hallelujah, weeping and crying has departed from our lives. Amen. We will not labor in vain, but we will enjoy the fruit of our labor, for we are blessed of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, meet us as we rejoice and work righteousness. Lord, you are the pot and we are the clay. We are the work of your hand. Amen. We are the seed of Jacob. Amen. We are the elect and we inherit the holy mountains and dwell there. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we dwell in Sharon and lie down in the valley of Acre. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you have blessed us, we decree and declare the blessing of the Lord and make us rich and add no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you satisfy our soul with abundance and fill us with your goodness, and we thank you. We put on us right now the full arm of God. Amen. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take, hallelujah, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we, hallelujah, use it against all the forces of hell. And we decree and declare victory of the works of the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we will not be denied. We will coerce in the kingdom of God. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare no setbacks, no losses, no missed opportunities, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us and those in our family that are going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, go before us preparing the way, and cap your roaring angels around us, protecting us from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh Lord, make every crooked path straight before us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today or enter into as a driver or a passenger over our homes and all that's in our homes. Every schoolhouse our children go to on today. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place. Everywhere our feet may tread. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people, God. Oh, Lord, heal the land, oh, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us all. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name this morning, oh God. We thank you that you've heard our prayers, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you've healed our wounds, oh God, that you have fixed that is broken in us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we're made new in Christ, that we're blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, with the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath them. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 That we are a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessing. If God be for us, who can be against us? We're blessed beyond measure. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It's you that have blessed us. And that we are all that you've called us to be. Amen. I mean, we hold on to it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And we thank you for, Lord, that we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you, Lord God, for turning it all around for our good. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for turning every curse that the enemy has sent our way to a blessing. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy has set out for evil, God, that you've turned it all around for our good and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right where you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. It's red right now. Be free, be free, be free. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you,
good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
We are still here. Amen. It's May 15th. 2023,
amen.
We are still here, and God is keeping us. Amen. It is nothing that we have done ourselves, but God and God alone has made it all possible for us to be here.
And I just thank God for another opportunity to be here. Amen. So welcome,
amen.
Welcome, welcome. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Happy Mother's Day again to you beautiful women on the live today. Amen. Thank God. I hope y'all enjoyed our Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to call your name. I know how you're doing and how you been. Good morning, Twan. Welcome. God bless you. God keep you. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful, doing amazing. I'm doing wonderful, doing amazing. Glad to be in the presence of God. Glad to have a good time in the Lord. And I'm in the list on today. And I just grateful. So very grateful.
Yes, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. So good to hear your voice this Monday morning. I was like, oh,
amen.
Lord, I want to stay asleep a little bit. But I remember I was reminded who was going to be on the line this morning. And when I logged in,
amen.
I seen y'all were on the line, ready, in position. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, Jamel. God bless you. How you doing this morning? How you been?
Good morning. Good morning. Glory to God for another day.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for me and my family this morning. New mercy
thank
and new grace.
Thank you.
Another day, and
yeah.
I was so sleep. And as I clicked the call, I was still asleep. And I was like, okay, it said you got 5 minutes to the show. I was like, I'm gonna go to sleep for 5 minutes. I was like, get up, you gotta get up.
Get
so
up,
I'm
up in position.
So I'm up. Glory to God. Thank you for calling me because I sure was asleep.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. And God, we know God to be a keeper. And I'm just grateful, you know, you made the decision to be on the line. Amen. I pray all that come on the line today will receive all that you have come for. Trusting God, walking in expectation, expecting God to do it, being excited about it. Amen. And people be asking, why are you so excited? Because God is about to do it. I'll be like that. He'll be like, why are you so excited? I know God is about to do it. I remember me and Twan was on our 40 days together, and I kept saying, oh, I'm so excited today. Oh, God is about to do something great. I can feel it. And sure enough,
amen.
I'll be walking expectation. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing like it. It ain't nothing nobody can say or do to fear you. Amen. When you're walking in expectation and you're trusting the one that is able to do all things for you, the creator of all. Amen. So God bless you, Jamel. God keep you. And we love you so much. I love all y'all on the line. Amen. Sister Shabante, God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning. I think, no, this is not my first Monday, but I was definitely reminded this morning it was Monday. And so I was like,
amen.
Yep, let me hop on. Yeah, so but happy Mother's Day to everybody, too, as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So God, so good to hear your voice and hear on the line this morning. God told me who was going to all be on the line. And look, everyone who said it's going to be on the line is on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Because I said, okay, should I text her? And then God said, oh, she's going to be on the line this morning. And then I saw when you popped in. So we just thank God for you. And pray that, you know, all that you have come for, amen, believing and trusting God as we touch and agree this morning that it shall be, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that there is power in agreement. And so as we touch and agree on today, amen, we're trusting God for a mighty move in our life according to his plan and his will for our life. We know his will is greater, amen. It is truly to bless us in a place of abundance and not lack. So we just thank you, Father God. In advance, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So this morning, I'm doing good this morning. God, I'll praise, glory, and honor to my Heavenly Father who's ahead of my life and lifted my head to be on the line and be in position on today. just thank you, God. And I want to encourage you all to rest, A lot of times we get busy trying to do so much and show God that we're doing this. And, Lord, I'm praying. And, Lord, I'm going here. Lord, I'm at church. And sometimes God is saying, rest yourself. Rest so you don't grow weary and well-doing. It is so important to rest. Amen. Because if you don't understand that, you'll beat yourself up the time that you decide to, you know what, I'm not going to do it. And you'll just stop altogether. So just remember to take time to rest. Okay, in this walk, you're going to need to It's a time of restoration. Amen. Don't look at it like, oh, I'm not doing what God called me to do. It's nothing that you have done to receive the gift of salvation. It was all God's plan for us. So make sure you're taking that time to rest so you can be restored, that time of coming aside so that you can be restored. Amen, and just and allow God to do it. And I had to be reminded of that myself. Hey, rest. Because I never, like, take the time to truly rest. I'm still trying to do stuff while I'm supposed to be resting. So rest and let God have his way. Amen. So, this morning, our scripture is coming out of the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-24. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-24, it says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. I remember when me and Twan, we were on the 40 days. It's one of the scriptures that we had read. And Twan, I know you remember that scripture because we talked about it, because I think that was an aha moment for you. Yeah. When we read that part in verse 23, when it says, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
Amen.
I want y'all to think about that particular scripture right there. Just think about it. You have a light that is in you, but that light is darkness. Mm-hmm. This is what is shining through. This is what you exhibit. This light of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got light, but what kind of light is that? What light is that? You know, and when we read the scripture, this is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus, but it's speaking here. And so having good spiritual vision means having the capacity to see clearly what God wants us to do and to see the world from his point of view. See, this perspective can be easily obscured by self-serving desires, interests, and goals. Serving God is the best way to restore it. A good eye stays fixed on God. I know I have a mind that think I have my mind thinks so many things at one time. I'm thinking, why am I thinking that? Why? You know, it'll go from one thought to another thought, and I'll go back to how this thought it birthed another thought. But my prayer is always, Lord, help me to keep my mind stayed on you. Help me, Lord God. Let my thoughts be pure and righteous unto you, Father God. Pure, righteous, and holy unto you, Father God. I want those kind of thoughts. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at the scripture here, we know, do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy, where the thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. We're always... that's the American dream. You know, you want to save, and have. And I know many people who was here trying to save and trying to hold on to the things of this world and left it all here because you can't take it with you.
Right.
So in understanding this scripture, Jesus expanded his teaching beyond activities we sometimes consider our only religious, like prayer and fasting, to a wider variety of daily pressures and concerns. Laying up treasures in heaven is not limited to things, but it includes all acts of service to God. So giving our money to God's work is like investing in heaven, because it helps more people hear and respond to the gospel. We should seek to please God both in our giving and in our fulfilling of God's purposes in everything else we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so that's so important when, hallelujah. See, Jesus made it clear in verse 21. I'm going to wrap up here in scripture. Jesus made it clear that the storing our treasures in the wrong places leads to our hearts being in the wrong place. So what we treasure the most controls us, whether we admit it or not. So what we think about, talk about, or spend our money on can dominate us. So if possessions or money become too important to us, we must reestablish control of our hearts. We need to get rid of the things that have become idols to us. Jesus calls for a decision to live continually with whatever we have, because we have chosen eternal values over temporary earthly treasures. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, for your word is true and forever established in heaven. Lord, help us, oh God, to do thy will, oh God. Help us to understand and know, Father God, how important it is that, hallelujah, that we lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Hallelujah, that cannot be taken away, amen. That will not be destroyed,
yes,
amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, that our heart would be, oh God, fixated on to doing your will, Father God, and not having our own way and will, oh God, but to serve you, Father God, with all that we have, oh God, our time, the time that you give us, oh God, the substance. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head, oh God. We serve you. We serve to please you, Father God, and to do your will in this life. So, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank
yes, God. Amen. Since I have all you on the phone that are in minister training, ministry elect on the line today, minus one person, I believe, make sure that you all are turning into your assignment. I've only received one so far, and because this Thursday, I might have to switch today because we're in rehearsal as well. Those assignments need to be turned in before Thursday.
Okay.
And so if y'all could get those to me, that'd be great, great, great.
Amen.
I think. If I received yours, that means I will send you a message back, a text back that says received, so you'll know if I received it. If you didn't get a message back from me that say received, then I had received it. And if you just send it in for me. All right. God bless you. At this time, we're going to have our, if you have any prayer petition you'd like to pray, then we're going to touch and agree here. We're going to wrap up here at 7 o'clock. So just be mindful of the time. God bless you. We're going to start with Minister Lectoine. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, so glory to God. I just want to say thank you, because I have been blessed by the prayers that went forth. You practically took the words out of my mind and my heart. And I just want to pray, because I've had a week this week, and I've been going to God in prayer. And I just want to testify that God has brought it all the way around and turned everything around for my good. And the scripture stands true, because I had to check God. I had to check my heart quite a bit this week, and I asked God to have unforgiveness to give me the ability to have to be forgiving with ease, and to show and to be gracious towards people, and to not be moved by the tricks of the enemy that dwell in others, and not to let my heart be filled with anger and unforgiveness because the actions of others. So that has been my prayer. And I also had a dream after the whole week that I was pregnant twice, and that somebody stole my baby, and I prayed to God, and they brought it back. So, you know, I just pray against all the tricks and the plans of the enemy, and I pray against any evil spirit, any body or any thing that the devil is using to try to kill, steal, and destroy what has been birthed on the inside of me and on the inside of those that believe and trust in God. And that's my prayer petition this morning.
Amen. We touch and agree. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for every prayer, oh God, that we're forth, oh God, that your daughter's petition and prayer with our faith. Oh Lord, that you work a miracle in her, for and to her, in the mighty name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, oh Lord, that you will make a way, oh God. Oh Lord, give her new eyes to see, oh God, new ears to hear, a new tongue to speak your word with boldness and confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that she would know that she has that power and authority to call back anything that the enemy has taken from her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare all is well. And it is done.
Yes,
and we thank you for channeling in the life of your daughter and the life of all that's on the line right now for the good. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray.
Mm-hmm.
To God be the glory. Amen.
To God
amen.
Be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. God,
thank you, Father.
God, thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will tell you what I was praying, what I saw was the spirit of anger that you was dealing with. So when the presence
mm-hmm.
going for that's one thing. And not just you on the line, but many of us that's on the line that are dealing with that spirit of anger and trying to come against
yes.
it. And sometimes have failed, but realizing that because we have the resurrection power, we get back up again. We know that not to stay down in that place, but to get back up again and continue in our walk. And so we just thank God. God bless you and God keep you. And we love you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
All right, Minister. Amen, Minister Leg Jamel. God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. my prayer is for any spirit that's trying to operate in me that caused me to, like when I open my Bible, I open my fervent book, to be sleepy, the spirit of slumber, the spirit of laziness, depression, any of that. To be removed, like anytime I drop my children off at school and then I come home, it's like something hits me to get back in the bed, like hard. It's like, all right, you did everything for the day already. You dropped your kids off, now get back in the bed. And I don't want to do that this week. I don't want to be wrapped up in none of that. So I pray, my prayer is to be released from all of that and anxiety and being anxious and worry. I want to be delivered from that, and just anything that's holding me back this week that I couldn't, break through last week, that I break through this week.
Amen, amen. We thank God on today, all that you have petitioned with all faith. Amen. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we come touching and agreeing with your daughter this day. Oh, Lord, we come on one accord with our combined faith, oh God, for a mighty move in the life of your daughter. We come against the spirit of slothfulness. We come against the spirit of worry and anxiety, anything that's attacking her, anything that has been, hallelujah, placed in and hallelujah, before to cause her to stumble, to cause her to fall, to cause her to lack, oh God, to cause a setback. Let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let it, we remove every stumbling block to your blessing, to your breakthrough, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask, oh God, that you would continue to work a new thing in and for, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, wherever, hallelujah, your daughter is mentally, physically, let your power begin to touch her right now and begin to do miracles, do great and mighty things in her life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever a miracle is needed for your daughter, oh Lord, we ask that you do it for the glory of Jesus. Lord, do unquestionable miracles and build up her faith, oh God, even the more in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to trust you for the miracle, to trust you for the breakthrough, to trust you for the healing, to trust you for the turnaround, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory, hallelujah, that all that she has petitioned this morning, hallelujah, that she would testify, oh God, how you did, oh God. She would testify, oh God, that you are her strength, oh God, and because of you, Father God, that she was able to scale the walls of the enemy that's operating in her soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. We decree and declare all is well and done. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
For me just now, I just saw myself.
stuff in my head, just fighting, just going, just whipping everything. I was going.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I
Amen.
Because I really have, I almost started to cry just now because I really have to stand up in the authority that God has given me against the enemy to fight, because it's this anxious, this, it's something on the inside. It's like, I feel like I'm looking over my shoulder. Not in like a somebody trying to get me type of way, or I've been out here living wrong and I did wrong, evil do it to somebody, but in a different, like I'm anxious to see, like the other shoe drop, I think that's what you say. And I
Which
really want to come against that. It's like a feeling of like waiting for the other shoe to drop or something, waiting for something bad to happen, and I don't like that. I need to get rid of that. Like as you was praying, like that's what I felt. Like deep down, that's what's troubling me.
My Lord, peace be still. My Lord, just, you know, we surrender over to God all that fear, all that worry, all that anxiety, you know, and be free of it, you know, and just receive the peace of God. I always sometimes, you know, shake your head, shake your hand, shake your feet off, dust your feet off, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Be free. Just be free. Those things are shackles to hold you back. Those are mental shackles,
mm-hmm.
you know, just holding
mm-hmm.
you down. When we be free, you shake those shackles off our minds. And sometimes physically, sometimes you just got to shake. You know, just shake your head, kick your feet. Nope. And be loose. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, Minister Alexia Bonte, God bless you. Go ahead. Javante? Oh, her line dropped. And she had to call back. Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Can y'all hear me, Kip? Okay. Her line dropped, so she had to call back. Well, we just thank God. We got to lift her up in prayer so maybe she'll be back online. So, Lord, you know exactly what your daughter needs. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. So, Father God, we ask that you move mighty in the life of your minister, oh God. Hallelujah, your servant, oh God, Shavante Shepherd. And, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you would divinely intervene in all that's concerning her and turn it all around for a good, Father God. Lord, we ask that your peace, oh God, will reign in her home, oh God. Peace will be in her heart, Father God, that she would pursue peace, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would silence her mouth in those situations, oh God, and that she will allow you to speak, oh God, that you will take over, oh God, hallelujah, that it will all work out for our good. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of the enemy, against our finances, against our relationships, hallelujah, her life, her health, oh God, and we decree and declare the victory right now, oh God. We decree and declare that she's whole and made new, amen, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so, God, as we lift her up to you, oh God. Lord, we ask that you do a new thing in her, for, oh God, that you will open up doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can, hallelujah, can open, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you bless her with new creative ideas, oh God, hallelujah, that will bless her family from generation to generation. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, even right now, Father God, that there will be a phone call, even on today, oh God, that will truly bless her life, oh God, it will open up the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it all, and we seal this prayer and all petition that have went forth with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To
Hallelujah.
God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, to God. This morning, I just, my prayer petition is just lifting up everyone that's in our family and all that's connected mm-hmm. to us and their family. And I just pray God's hedge of protection be around us. Amen. I pray for long life, good health, and strength. And I pray the spirit of anxiety and fear and worry and depression, oppression, mental illness, all spirits that are connected to mental illness, hallelujah, that we all be free. And I command them to come out In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to be uprooted, all their roots, links, and tentacles to be uprooted, and we be detached from it, amen. And I decree and declare to be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that every homosexual spirit, amen, hallelujah, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out of our family, cut out of our bloodline, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's my prayer that our family will no longer operate in darkness, amen. They will no longer, hallelujah, party with the enemy, amen. They will no longer congregate with the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and allow the enemy to use them, amen. But they will seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray for the joy and the peace of God, hallelujah, and the favor be upon our marriage, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that our husbands will seek you even more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to do your will, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we trust you for a turnaround in our marriages, hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that all is well with us, oh Lord, that we'll be wives that'll be slow to speak, oh God, that we'll give a kind word, that we will not operate with anger, that we will not, hallelujah, be impatient, but have patience. Let the fruit of your spirit, oh God, take root in us, and let us not lack not one, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Let us speak with new words, oh God, that will bless our husbands, hallelujah. Let us hear with new ears from the God. But now we come against the spirit of frustration. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They encourage us as wives to be, I'm going to give us an assignment here, and for us, goes to myself as well, to be quick to listen to our husbands, slow to speak.
Yes.
And when I say slow to speak, that because before we speak, regardless if he's saying something nice or saying something that we don't agree with, be slow to speak and have a kind word to say. Even though, you know, for me, for instance, a lot of times I just go, okay, babe. Okay, but I'm one of those people that if I'm around a person, that's why I'm not around a lot of people, I'll take on how that person is. And so now I'm acting like that person to that person, and they don't like that. So I have to what they not like it is what they actually are giving. So now you're getting what you're giving. So I don't want to be that way. I want to be, I'm saying it to y'all because I want to be that way too. Slow to speak. So that I'm speaking, I'm allowing wisdom to speak, amen, and not not in my feelings, you know, and have kingdom emotions.
Amen.
So that I'm allowing wisdom to speak. Though he may not be right, he may not be saying the right things or doing the right thing, but in his eyes, and what he's saying, it's right, right, at that moment. But when wisdom speaks, and when he gets by himself, he would truly hear, say, you know what, I was not right in that situation. I was wrong for what I said, and it would come back. So that's going to be my assignment. If we can master that here. And practicing it, guess what? And that practice becomes, you become perfect now in it because you're practicing it day in and day out. So now what used to come, that used to, you know, move you or stir you, it don't do it anymore because then you operate with wisdom. You operate with those kingdom emotions. I could get upset. I could come at you. I could go off on you. But instead, I'm just going to be like, okay, babe. Okay. Oh, if that's how you want to do it, that's fine. Oh, no, I'm not upset. That's fine. And the time when you want to shut down, don't shut down because that's expected. It's what the enemy uses. He uses the shutdown method, but that's a form of witchcraft. So now you don't just shut down. You just say, you know what, baby, I just feel, you know what, I don't agree with that, but I see what you're trying to say and what you mean by that. But let's do it how you – let's do it the way you want to do it. Even though it ain't going to work, but sometimes you got to let us go. Let me let you go ahead and do how you want to do it. Don't shut down. Don't go off. Don't start throwing stuff, tearing up stuff, cussing or whatever. And don't do that whole thing. I'm going to show you that I can tell you. I don't know who you think you. None of that. None of that.
Amen.
That's okay, babe.
Amen.
Go ahead and fix it for me. Go ahead and, you know, fold the shirt.
Don't change the wallpaper on the phone from him to. Amen.
Don't go take your picture and just put your Facebook and just put yours up there. Don't do any of that. It's not necessary. Because when we realize, okay, this is what the enemy is using, then we bring it to the light what the enemy is doing. He's like, wait a minute, hold on, why are you saying all that?
Mm-hmm.
And operate with wisdom. So this morning we're going to I'm going to pray these prayers as we get off. And it's just a declaration because we're blessed with wisdom. God gives us wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells if we ask, you know, he will give us wisdom. So we just pray, God, you give us wisdom. Amen. And we receive the wisdom that God gives. Amen. And so because the Bible tells us, you know, wisdom is from above, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruit, unwavering, without hypocrisy. You find it in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 17. So, you know, we just ask God to fill us with that wisdom. You know, it's a blessing that God has for us. Ask in faith, and we shall receive it. And the Bible tells us, it said, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubt. So, we just ask God in faith that we operate with this wisdom. And just remember what I'm saying this morning on this beautiful day that God has blessed us with, which is May 15, 2023. Amen. We're going to practice this, and then we're going to become this. We're going to become the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to become that, you know, that peace. We're going to be those peacemakers. We're going to always pursue peace, especially in our marriages and when we're dealing with our children as well. We want to pursue peace. We want them to say, you know what? My mother is truly a woman of God. My wife is truly a woman. You know, she's a soft-spoken woman. She's not loud and ready to put me in my place. You know, she allows me to make those mistakes, and she's there to support me and help me. And I told you so. Oh, look what you done did. You know what? Just trusting God. You know, just trusting God in every step that we take. And I'm telling you, it's a challenge. And I'm up for the challenge. I hope y'all up for the challenge too, because I'm definitely up for the challenge. Because I'm married to a whole different type of breed of man, and I'm sure that you will say the same thing about your husband. But but anyway, we got this morning going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just keep praying. You just keep going to your wherever your place is that you go, your secret place to God. Just keep going there in prayer. And just, you know, love him through it all. Just show him something different, which is Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. Which is Christ. I'm going to love you even though you did me wrong. Yeah, you said this to me. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to treat you how I want to be treated. I'm not going to treat you how you treat me. I'm going to treat you how I want to be treated, and which is with love, and I want to be forgiven. So I'm gonna do the same. I'm going to do that, the same that I want. I'm going to do to you. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. Amen. So I'm going to be able to decree and declare this wonderful Father God, we thank you. Your word says that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. So we decree and declare that our life is rich with godly wisdom because we love wisdom and we search for it with all our heart. We seek wisdom like we would seek silver and hidden treasures. Wisdom is a principal foundation stone in our life. And in every situation we face, we have access to wisdom. We do not lack wisdom. We ask God for it, and he generously grants us all that we need. Hallelujah. Decree and declare we are prized and embrace wisdom. Therefore, wisdom exalts and honors us. Amen. Because we love wisdom, both the riches and honor are with us, enduring wealth and righteousness. Wisdom endows us with wealth and fills our treasuries. Amen. We walk in the way of wisdom, and therefore we speak noble things. Our mouth speaks truth and righteousness when we are empowered by wisdom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, wisdom guards our thoughts and our words and our ways. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive wisdom from heaven that is first of all pure, then peace, loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we receive the wisdom that cometh from God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for your godly counsel. We thank you that you've blessed us, oh God, that it is so, that we can decree and declare great testimony because we have the wisdom that cometh from you, Heavenly Father. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I want y'all to think about this, y'all. It's some things that your husband tell you that he wants. And we know this. Mm-hmm. Try doing that very thing mm-hmm. that your husband say that he wants. My husband always telling me, I want you to cook me some food. I want you to get back in the kitchen and cook. And I'm like, well, you want me to do a whole lot of stuff. but I want us to hear what our husbands are saying, what they're asking for, and try doing that and see how it changes things in your relationship. Amen. Okay. So at this time, I call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Amen. We're going to start with you, Minister Electoral. God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to say thank you for that. I came expecting, and I received everything that I came and expecting God to do. So I just want to say thank you. And to Jamel, Minister like Jamel, I just want to let you know that when I had my dream about the lady, it was a lady who stole my baby, and it went two ways. She stole my baby, one, because I wasn't guarding my child. I wasn't guarding it. And so that means what I took that as and what I interpreted it as is like, one, yes, she was wrong for stealing your baby, but two, you had a job of protecting the baby, which is your gift, which is what God has given you. So the enemy will have a hard time stealing what you can't. Well, the enemy will have a hard time stealing what you are protecting and guarding versus whenever you're not protecting and guarding it. So, in the dream, I prayed and called away evil things from my child, and I prayed and I declared that the child be safe, that the child will come back to me, and the child did. She brought the child back, and she gave me a whole bunch of excuses as to why she took the child, and I said, I don't want to hear your excuses or whatever you did, but I forgive you. But next time I took the necessary steps. I said, you know, what's her license plate number? I want to make sure this never happens again, but I needed to check myself and make sure I did what I needed to do to make sure that it didn't happen again. And I called a friend, and she said all is well, and her name is Courage. You know, your child's name is Courage. You know, she's courageous. Your child is going to be good. The child came back to me, and nothing was lost. You know, nothing on the child was harmed. So I say protect what God has given you, you know, so the enemy have a hard time trying to steal it. And the enemy will try to come and try to sneak up, but protect what God has given you in all ways, in every way, your family, but the gift that God has birthed on the inside of you as well.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Go ahead, Minister Lake Jamel. Go ahead.
Well, I like to say thank you for that. Thank you. I received that. And, well, me and my kids are driving to school this morning, and we usually already break out in prayer. So if y'all don't mind, because we almost to the school, if we can say our morning prayers real quick with y'all.
Oh, go ahead before the line hang up.
Okay. You want me to say it?
No, me.
Oh, go ahead, Kyle. Bye, your head and close
eyes. First of all, my friend, say thank you, Lord, for our waking us up this morning. And the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Father God, we're at your prayer. I thank you for our lives, oh God. The boom of you are not half full. Father God, we're at you that you can cover us with traveling, oh God. Even when we're riding a car, bus, for instance. Where she comes from, the red down the stairs, on the floor, on the attic, on the stitches, on the toes.
Amen.
Father God, where she cover money due to Coco, Mom, and Daddy, our whole family, my other side of my family, my dad, my other sister, Naomi, and the blood Jesus can't imagine. Oh, Father God, where she cover school, oh God, the back, the front, the left, the right, the top, and the bottom, the windows, and the doors, oh God, the floors, the playgrounds, and the
park,
Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I said a prayer, and the blood of Jesus Christ is out Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the God for answered prayers. We thank you for the life of the children, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your peace is with them. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you all. Thank y'all again for being on the line this morning. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. Remember what I said this morning. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having a hard time with it, give me a call. I'll help you through it. Amen. That's what we're here for.
Amen.
We encourage one another. Amen. And watch God turn that thing around. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you feel the love of God and learn to live within his limitless love for you. May you come to know and understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that your life, hallelujah, your children, your children's children, amen, hallelujah, your mother, all, hallelujah, could be one of a perpetual peace and joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. It's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that we pray, that we believe, so we receive, amen, to God be the glory, amen, and amen.
To God be the glory, hallelujah,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all have a blessed day in the Lord until we meet again.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed up for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Just for the love.
Cause for the love.